Well, I guess if the recording has started, we should start. So, so again, welcome to all. Good to see you all today. Another beautiful day, and we're rejoicing in the Lord.
再次的欢迎大家，也非常高兴看到大家。今天是一个非常美丽的一天，我们都在主里喜乐。
So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get started.
我们现在祷告，然后开始。
Lord, we are thankful for your goodness and kindness to us.
所以主啊，我们要对您的良善和对我们的慈爱献上感恩。
And Lord, we get a chance to take a look at the word of God and the people of God, and we pray that you'll just teach us through this.
主啊，我们再次呢有这样的机会呢，和神的子民在一起，再次有这样机会学习神的话，求您来教导我们。Help
us, Lord, to understand, and help us to learn, and help us to follow.
所以呢，求您帮助我们去理解，帮助我们去学习，帮助我们去顺服。So
we ask all these things then in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些所有的一切呢，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and the book of 2 Corinthians is somewhat, it's interesting in that we get a glimpse into the heart, into the emotions, into the life of the apostle in this book. And it's good for us to see him as he really is.
这个呢，跟林多后书呢非常有意思的，就是到了哥林多后书第二章开始呢，我们就可以稍微的看一下那个使徒保罗他的那个内心的想法啦，他的那个情感呢，还有他的人生呢，所以呢，对我们来说是有益处的去多了解一下使徒保罗的人生。The
theme, I think, is found in chapter 1, verse 23.
这个主题呢，我们发现呢是在第一章的第二三节。
There he says, I call God as my witness against my soul, that to spare you, I came no more to Corinth.
这个里面呢，哥林多后书第一章第二三节说呢，此外我呼吁神给我的魂做见证，我没有往哥林多去，是为要宽容你们。They
were expecting him to come to Corinth, and he didn't come according to their expectations, and the question was why?
他们呢希望呢盼望着保罗到他们那去，但是其实呢保罗并没有按照他们希望的那样去了。现在问题是呢，为什么使得保罗没去呢？
So he starts out in chapter 2 and verse 2. He says, but I determined this within myself, that I would not come again to you in sorrow.
这个里面呢，他使徒保罗在哥林多后书第二章第二节解释了，因为若我叫你们忧愁，除了我叫那忧愁的人以外，谁能叫我快乐呢？
In 1 Corinthians, Paul had told them many things that probably were hard for them to take.
所以呢，在哥林多前书里，实际使徒保罗跟他们讲了很多让他们难以接受的一些话。He
had corrected them for some things, and on other things, he probably went so far as to rebuke them.
他纠正了他们很多的一些事情，但是呢，其中的有些事情呢，可能到了一个程度，使徒保罗必须责备他们。And
I think some of them may have been just pretty upset by his boldness. He made them feel pretty bad.
所以呢，我认为他们中间呢，因为使徒保罗这么大胆的去责备他们，他们有些人呢会感到沮丧，或者说感觉非常不好。
Dealing with a difficult issue is often very difficult, and Paul certainly found that in dealing with the Corinthians in their errors.
所以这个呢，就是说去纠正别人的错误，去非常的有时候是非常难的。所以呢，对使徒保罗说，他肯定是发现了去指出他们错误是一件很难的事。
So he says in verse 2, "For if I make you sorrowful, then who is he who makes me glad, but the one who is made sorrowful by me?"
第二节说呢，他说我叫你们忧愁，除了我叫那忧愁的人以外，谁能叫我快乐？
He says, "If I'm making you bad, how can you make me feel good?"
他就说呢，如果我让你感觉不好，你怎么可能让我感觉好？
And so he goes on in verse 3, he says, "And I wrote this very thing to you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow over those from whom I ought to have joy, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all."
他在第三节的接着说呢，我曾把这事写给你们，恐怕我到的时候应该叫我快乐的那些人反倒叫我忧愁，我也深信你们众人都以我的快乐为自己的快乐。
So he's basically saying, "I wrote to you, but I wrote in difficulty. It wasn't easy because he says, I was hoping to have joy of you, but I had to tell you some things that you weren't going to be very joyful about."
所以呢，这个呢，他说呢，其实呢，我现在呢，写信来说呢，对你们来说呢，对我来说可能容易点。我跟你们讲呢，讲一些事情呢，如果我到你们那去，本来我们是要给你们带来快乐的，但是我去呢，如果我要说的一些事情呢，可能不会让你们快乐。
So he says, "For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you."
然后在第四节里他就说呢，因为我先前心里难过痛苦，多多流泪的写信给你们，不是叫你们忧伤，而是叫你们知道我格外的爱你们。
So Paul says there were certain problems in Corinth that had to be dealt with, and I wrote to you about them. I did so with much difficulty. I did so with tears. My heart was very heavy, but I felt I had to write to you and deal with these issues.
于是他保罗说呢，我跟你们写了一些东西呢，要去针对你们的一些问题，但是我写信的过程中呢，我的心呢非常的沉重，所以至于就是说呢，我很难去给你们讲一些事情，所以在我给你们写信的过程中呢，我都是流着泪去给你们写的。
I've heard this story, no doubt you have heard it, maybe experienced it, but sometimes when a mother or a father has to discipline a child, the parent says to the child, "I want you to know this hurts me more than it's going to hurt you."
所以这个呢，我听到一些故事，就是你们中间呢，你们也有可能有人也有这样的经历，就是有时候呢，父母他要去就是责备孩子的时候，就是去管教孩子的时候呢，父母说呢，其实呢，我来管教你，我的心呢比你的心更痛。
Sometimes a parent gives a child a spanking, knowing that the spanking is going to hurt, and the child is going to be very upset when it hurts him.
所以呢，有时候呢，父母呢必须打孩子屁股。他打的时候呢，他知道呢，这个时候呢，孩子打孩子的时候，孩子会非常的痛。然后呢，就是这个时候呢，孩子呢也会感到非常的沮丧。但是呢，父母必须那么做。
Paul recognized many situations like that in Corinth, and frankly, it did hurt him. It hurt him a great deal, and he was crying as he wrote the first letter.
所以呢，这样类似的情况呢，就是说呢，实际上呢，就是使徒保罗和哥林多的那些圣徒们之间的类似的关系。所以呢，使徒保罗他必须呢去管教他们，必须去纠正他们。但是呢，这个时候呢，他这样对他自己呢，也是他心里也很痛，对他伤害也很大。所以这就是他写哥林多前书的时候呢，他是流着泪写的。
And the issue which apparently he found the hardest, and the issue which probably the assembly found the hardest, was that this particular man had to be dealt with because he was involved with his father's wife.
这个呢，其实呢，就是他发现很难去针对的，很难去解决的一个问题呢。也许是哥林多人、哥林多教会众，他们也发现很难解决问题，是在前面讲的这里，他们教会有一个人呢，跟他的继母有不正当关系。
And so in chapter, sorry, in verse 5, he begins to address that specific.
所以呢，在这里呢，他必须呢要来针对这个问题。
Yes, but if anyone has caused grief, he hasn't grieved me, but all of you to some extent, not to be too severe.
然后呢，第五节，格林的后书第二章第五节说呢，但若有叫人忧愁的，他不但叫我忧愁，也是叫你们众人有几分忧愁。我说几分，是不想说的太重了。
So there was sin in this assembly, and the dear man had committed the sin, and he was not repentant, and therefore serious action had to be taken, but it was a grievous thing. It was a problem for all who were in the assembly.
这个里面呢，其实呢，在这里呢，有些罪在哥林多的教会里，哥林多教会里面的这些人呢，犯了罪呢，他就不悔改，不悔改呢，其实呢，他们就必须非常严重的来对待这些问题，要采取一些措施。但是采取这些措施的时候呢，对他们来说呢，对使徒保罗来说，他们内心呢，其实都是这非常的忧愁和沉重的，也是让众人都忧愁的。
And so he says that the action had to be taken, but you all found it very difficult.
但是这里面呢，其实这个必须要采取行动，但你们所有人都知道是很难的。
But then he goes on in verse 6 and becomes very concerned about the man who was disciplined. He says this punishment, this discipline, which was inflicted by the majority,is sufficient for this man.
因为在第六节里呢，他其实是非常的关心这个已经呢受到那个管教的这个人，所以第六节他说，这样的人受了众人的责罚也就够了。
So you'll remember from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that the assembly had to put that man out of fellowship with them. They weren't to eat with him. They weren't to have fellowship with him in order that he might realize how terrible his sin was.
你们大家也都记得在就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章里，他其实讲到了像那个人呢，他们必须呢把他赶出教会，所以教会的人呢就必须不能去跟他吃，不能跟他有任何的关系，所以这样来说呢，让那个人意识到他犯的罪是有多么的严重。
But verse 6 he says that punishment was sufficient.And no more punishment is required.
但第六节说呢，这个人所受的责罚呢已经够了，就是不需要更多的责罚他了。
So verse 7, so that on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive and to comfort that man, lest perhaps such a one be swallowed up with too much sorrow.
所以第七节呢，就是说，所以你们倒不如赦免他，安慰他，免得他被太多的悲伤吞没了。
So, when a child is disciplined, very, very often the mother has to spank him or do something to catch his attention. But after that, the mother often embraces him and says, but I love you, and don't do that again, but I certainly love you.
你这个呢，有时候呢，父母呢，管妈妈管教一个孩子，说呢，他必须打他屁股的时候呢，因为要他意识到这个行为的严重性，然后在他惩罚他以后，打了他以后呢，妈妈呢，通常会去拥抱他，说呢，哎，你知道呢，我管教你是因为我爱你，我真的是爱你的。
Now that same principle applies to this sinner who had to be put out of the assembly in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
这个里面的其实呢就是同样的情况呢也是发生在格林多前书第五章里面这个人的身上也是一样的。
He was put out of a fellowship. There must have been very serious embarrassment on his part.Certain shame and disappointment, and it was a terrible thing.
所以呢，在这个人身上呢，肯定是也是发生了很不愉快的事情。因为他被没有跟在其他的教会没有呢，教徒们没有那种的联系，但是呢，所以他通常呢会感到的非常的就是羞愧，也是会感到就是说是失落，所以对他来说也不是好过的。
And so the apostle says, I know it was bad, but you inflicted the proper punishment. Now that's over. Go and love him again and bring him back and encourage him lest he be overcome with too much sorrow.
所以实际上使得保罗说呢，我知道你们那里情况，他已经受到了责罚呢，现在呢，这已经够了，让这个事情就过去了，你们再要去开始去爱他，让他呢感觉到那个就是说是不要因为他被受到过重的责罚而感到伤心。
So correction is very difficult, isn't it?
所以纠正别人是非常难的，是不是呢？
You don't want to be too hard. You don't want to be too easy.
你也不要罚得太重，也不要罚得太轻。
And especially, you don't want the correction to be too long.
所以特别的是呢，你不要说是让这个纠正它的过程持续时间太长。
We're all sinners.We've all done things that were wrong. We all came to the Lord Jesus for forgiveness, and he said, I will forgive you. And then he put his arms around us, and he loved us. And we say, this is marvelous. This is wonderful.
所以呢，我们所有人都是罪人，我们都呢犯过错，所以呢，我们都来到主耶稣基督这里，承认我们的罪。主耶稣基督呢，他就饶恕了我，饶恕了我们，然后他用他的胳膊伸出来拥抱了我们，这个就是非常好的。
So verse 8 says, therefore, I urge you to reaffirm your love to him.
所以在第八节他说，所以我劝你们也要向他确定你们的爱。
Paul in this instance is the great exemplar.
所以呢使保罗在这个方面呢是一个很好的例子。
He said, when I wrote to you, requesting that you administer discipline and remove this man from your assembly, I did it with tears. Wasn't easy. I did it because it had to be done, but I found it agonizingly hard.
因为这个使徒保罗他说呢，其实我就是给你们写信说你们要把那个人赶出教会的时候呢，其实我是流着泪写的。这个呢，当时呢，我对我心里都是非常的难受，所以呢，其实呢，我是非常不愿意，我心里非常的忧郁，非常的难受的。
The great principle here is that we are a family.And we love one another. And if there has to be discipline, then it should be effective, but only for a short time if possible, not for any longer than needed in order that we continue to live as God's family.
对，其实上呢，我们呢，都是家人，其实我们都爱，互相爱。所以这样呢，如果那里有问题，那需要得到纠正的话呢，我们就是说呢，有足够的惩罚就够了，也不要让那样的惩罚和责备时间太长。所以这样呢，就是说呢，确保我们互相都爱，然后把那些人呢，重新聚集在神的家里。
And then in verse 9 he says, For to this end I also wrote, that I might put you to the test, whether you would be obedient in all things.
所以他在第九节说，为此我先前也写信给你们，要试验你们，看你们凡事顺从不顺从。
So, in this instance, the value of the expulsion, the value of the discipline was not only that the man who was guilty would become repentant, but it was also so that the assembly could have the practice, the exercise of doing what is right.
这个里面呢，在这个例子呢，实际上呢，它不仅仅是讲到，就是这一个总的原则，就是不仅仅的讲到，就是说呢，那个人，犯了错的那个人，他需要呢，得到那个纠正，而且就是得到足够的这样的，惩罚，尽快的纠正。同样的那过程中呢，也要让整个的那个会众呢，他们去实验一下，他们知道实践一下，知道怎么样去做正确的事情。
It's often true that the Lord allows difficulties in order for us to learn through them how to handle them and to prove that we are willing to do what is right.
因为通常呢，在我们艰难的时刻呢，神呢，就是说呢，他允许这样的事情发生在我们身上，这样呢，我们就可以从这个艰难的过程中呢，去学习，去知道啊，怎么样去应对这样的艰难困境，然后呢，也是让我们知道啊，应该怎么样去做对的事情。
So in this example, two wonderful things happen. First of all,The man against whom the discipline took place, that man was restored in his life. He abandoned his sin and the Lord was able to restore him.
这个里面呢，在这个例子有两件呢好的事情发生了。首先呢，那个要接受惩罚、接受那个责备、管教的那个人呢，最后呢，他悔改了，然后呢，他又回到重新回到神的家里了，因为神是有那个能力去恢复他，让他回到神的家里的。
And the assembly, though it was also very difficult for them, they did what was right. And so Paul here is rejoicing, and he's saying, I'm thankful you did what was right. Now go and encourage that dear brother and bring him back so that he will acknowledge that it was right too.
这个里面呢，就是使徒保罗说，对你们的会众也是一样，因为你们呢，就是发现呢，当时做这件事情它是很难的，但是却你们是把这个事情做好了，所以现在呢，你让我呢也非常的有喜乐和快乐，所以你们现在呢要去把那个把那个你们赶出去那个弟兄呢，再把他找回来，然后呢也让他知道。他得到纠正以后呢，他也可以回来的。
And so now in verse 10 he says, Now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ.
第十节说，你们在何事上赦免谁，我也赦免。我若有所赦免的，是在基督面前为你们的缘故而赦免的。
So he's basically saying, if you forgive him, I'll forgive him. And if he's done something additional, that'll be something different. But if you forgive, I forgive. I'll leave the judgment up to you. If you forgive him, I'll forgive him.
所以他基本上是说呢，如果你们赦免了他，我也赦免他。就是说呢，他如果再次犯了更多的事儿，那是另外一回事儿。 但是在这个世界上呢，我完全相信你们，我把它就完全交到你们那里。就是说，你如果你们赦免他，我也会赦免他，因为我同意你们。
And now verse 11 says, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
第十一节说，免得撒旦趁机胜过我们，因我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
So what are Satan's devices?
所以呢，那个撒旦的诡计是什么？
And there are many of those, but certainly one of them is this. Satan often causes a problem.
所以呢，他有很多，可能其中的一个呢，就是撒旦呢，非常的，通常他会制造麻烦。
And then that problem appears in the midst of the people of God, and what happens is one part says we should solve this problem this way, and another part says we should solve the problem that way, and the two parts start fighting.
因为其中一项呢，就是他在神的子民中间呢，他制造那个麻烦，然后呢，就是其中呢一部分人说呢，我们应该去这样解决问题，另一部分人说呢，我们应该那样解决问题，最后呢，双方的两部分人就打起来了。
Satan wants to divide his people, God's people, and Satan will do anything really to, cause the people to divide, and so he often causes somebody to do something wrong, and then one half says, well, we should do this, and the other half says, no, we should do that in response. And the man who's guilty sort of stands back and watches as the two people start, or the two groups start fighting against one another just because of what he did.
这个里面呢，其实呢，撒旦呢，他想分裂神的子民，他通常也是这样做的。他一直以来都是要去分裂神的子民。他要其中一个办法呢，他就是说呢，首先让其中的一个人，然后呢，犯错引起问题，引起问题呢，然后呢，这边的人呢就说，哎，我应该把这样去解决这个事；那边的人说，我应该这样去解决一事。然后呢，这所有的人呢，最后呢，因为这个人的事儿呢，他们双方呢都吵起来，都有不同的意见，最后呢，就产生了因为这一个人犯的错，产生了分裂。
All of which says, don't do something wrong, because if you do, you may very well cause other people to fight over you, not so much about the fact that you did wrong, but fighting about how to set it right. Don't do wrong.
所以呢，这个事情呢，就是说呢，你不要去做错事，不要去犯错。因为如果你犯了错，你做错事呢，就会引起一帮人呢，他为了你去争斗，为了你去争斗，为了你，他并不是为了你做的错事去为你而争斗，他就是说呢，为了怎么样去纠正你的这样的一个错误，让其他的人之间产生了分歧，然后他们开始争斗。
So here's this man, and he got involved with his father's wife, and he said, it doesn't really matter, it's just the two of us. And what happened is the whole assembly is in an uproar, and Paul himself is grieved by it to the point that he's filled with tears, and all of these problems arising from the sin of that man.
那这个人呢，就是人，他和他的继母呢有不正当关系，所以他说啊、哦，没事儿，反正就是我们两个人之间的事儿。但其实不是这样的，因为整个的那个教会的会中呢，全都为怎么去解决他这个问题呢，就起了争论，甚至说是使得保罗呢为呢去解决这个问题呢，他悲伤到一定的程度，他都流泪的去管这件事情，所以不要去做那些不好的事。
So the first principle is don't be the cause of sin. Don't sin because it'll bring problems for other people.
所以呢，这个第一条原则呢，就是说呢，你不要去犯罪，不要去引起麻烦。这样呢，如果你去做错事，会引起其他的人，产生麻烦。
Now the second thing is that when there is sin, investigate and put it right so that it doesn't recur, so that it doesn't continue.
那第二个呢，就是说呢，当真的要犯罪的时候呢，有了那样的罪呢，就要去及时的纠正它，就是纠正它呢，就是让它不要再犯，也不要再去有这样的事情发生。
But use Paul as the example, and if some corrective action has to take, do it graciously, do it kindly, and do it prayerfully, and do it.Tearfully, it's a big deal. Don't just say it's wrong. I'll deal with it.
你这个呢，如果你真的有一个事情你必须要去解决的话呢，那使得保罗就给了我们一个榜样。这个榜样呢，首先呢，你去解决这个问题的时候，你要带着宽容，你要带着慈爱，你要带着用祷告的这样的形式去，还要是说带着流着泪，带着眼泪去来针对解决这样的问题，不要只是说啊，这就是个问题，我就要把它解决就完了。
Very often, the children's proof of the love of their father and mother for them is in the way in which they handle the problems.
通常呢那些孩子们呢他们要证明父母爱他们呢通常是在他们自己的麻烦中父母怎么样去来解决他这个问题。
On the other hand, children often come away from situations like that feeling very bitter toward their parents and saying they shouldn't have handled the problem that way, that was too harsh, or it was totally ignored.
那这个里面呢就是通常有些孩子呢他们带着极大的沮丧或者极大的不满呢就逃离了因为他们说是父母呢去解决他这个问题的方式呢非常的不好非常的激进非常的让人不舒服。
But the greatest teaching on the subject from the passage right in front of us is this, if there was a problem and it has been dealt withThen make sure that the person who was responsible for the problem is loved and bring him back.
这里面呢，现在摆在我们的这个面前的这一篇的，这对我们的这个伟大的教导呢，实际上就是说是，那真的如果有麻烦一个人有问题呢，你要带着爱心，带着就是耐心去针对这个问题，最终呢，还是要把它赢回来。
And I guess if you were to take a look at my own personal prayer list right now,You would say, there's a lot of items on there where the prayer is simply, Lord, would you bring brother so-and-so back? Would you bring sister so-and-so back? Lord, would you resolve that problem and bring us back as a happy family together?
因为如果你有机会来看我的那个祷告的那个单子呢，你就会发现在我的那个单子上其实通常写着主啊把这个弟兄给我带回来主啊把这个姊妹带回来主啊就是说呢你要把我们所有的人呢都带回来让我们呢成为一个幸福的大家庭。
And it brings great joy to our heart when the Lord answers that prayer.
所以呢当主呢应允了我这样的祷告的时候呢在我的内心里是有极大的喜乐的。
I suppose one of the reasons that I get excited about this is that this was a situation in our own family many years ago.
那我认为呢就是说呢其实在这样的情况下呢让我的内心呢有这样的想法是在很多年前在我的家里有这样的一个问题。
And none of you would know any of the characters involved other than Norma and myself. And we were very young, wasn't really much to do with us at all.
其实呢你们的中间呢并不知道还有其他的一些人呢卷入进来。其实当时呢我跟 Norma 两个人呢还是非常的小。所以当时呢我们两个也做不了什么。
But two of our uncles who had wandered away from fellowship in the assembly came back.
所以呢，他们中间的两个叔叔呢，他们本来就是游离出了教会，那有一天呢，他们回到教会来。
And I'm sure in response to many prayers.
我确定这些都是因为神呢应允了我们很多的祷告。
I was just a teenager, but it was a great joy for me to be in the meetings of the assembly and see my uncles there.
所以呢，我当时还是个青少年，但是呢，在我内心里呢，其实有极大的喜乐，在当我去到教会时候，看见我的叔叔在那里。
And so very often in years beyond that, I've said, Lord, if you could bring my uncles back, you could bring a lot of people back. I'd like you to bring them back to the assembly, please.
所以呢，其实呢，在很多的类似的情况下呢，我这个对我产生的另外一个影响，说呢，我说主啊，如果您能把我的叔叔带回来，您可以把其他的很多人都带回来。所以主啊，求您呢，把呢所有的那些流浪出去的人都带回来。
I think if they all came back, we'd have to get a bigger auditorium.
所以呢，我认为呢，他们如果呢，全都回来，我们需要一个很大的一个大堂。
But what a wonderful thing that would be.
那么这就是多么美丽的一件事情呢？
Now, this particular problem was very serious, far more serious than most of the other problems we deal with as a family or as an assembly.
但是这个问题呢，是对其他的，在其他的问题中是最大的一个问题，就是当我们来处理这个家庭关系的时候，这才是高于一切其他的问题的最大的问题。
Paul says, now bring him back, welcome him back, encourage him to come back, and I think he probably did come back, and I think there was great rejoicing in the Corinthian assembly when that dear man came back.
于是就把他跟他们说，那你去把他带回来，你去鼓励他回来。我认为呢，其实那个人呢，最后他终于回来了。他回来以后呢，其实在那个当时的哥林多教会里呢，所有的人呢，心里都有极大的喜乐。
All right, we'll carry on now. Verse 12, we'll keep progressing. Paul says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, because I did not find Titus my brother, but taking my leave of him, I departed for Macedonia.
第十二节、第十三节，我们继续往下去看看有些改进没有。第十二节说，此外我从前为传基督的福音到了特罗亚，主也给我开了一扇门，那时因为没有遇见我的弟兄提多，我邻里不安，便辞别那里的人往马其顿去了。
And I think the teaching here is that Paul verse 13, he could not find Titus. I think the logic is that Titus knew what had happened in the Corinthian assembly, and Paul wanted to find out. And when Titus wasn't around, he said, I've got to go find Titus so he can tell me the latest news from the Corinthian assembly.
我认为呢，当时呢，在第十三节里，其实说保罗他去到哥林多的时候呢，他没看到提多。没看提督，他要找提督的原因呢，是因为他可能就是提督呢，他更了解那个哥林多当时的出现的问题和一些麻烦，所以呢，他想要去找到提督去问一下到底那些问题是什么，所以呢，他当时呢没看到提督，他说那我就要去找提督，他去哪里我就去找他，找他呢让他给我提供一手的资料。
Paul says, I want you to know you folk are important to me.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我要你们知道，你们都是对我来说是非常重要的。
It's true, he says, I'm involved in lots of assemblies, not just Corinth, but all the other places I've been to with the gospel. I'm involved in all of them, but I want you to know I love you who are in the Corinthian assembly.
所以呢，这个呢，其实使徒保罗说呢，其实我是 跟很多的那些教会呢，就是都有联系，都有这样的。所以呢，我是向他们，向你们传福音，我向他们传福音，跟他们讲，跟你们讲。所以呢，我是对所有的人，我跟你们不光是跟你们哥林多教会有联系，但其他人呢都有联系。所以我要你们知道呢，哥林多人知道我是爱你们的。Okay.
Paul says, when I was in Troas, verse 12, when I was in Troas and the Lord was working, a door was open to me for the gospel. Everything was wonderful. And I left because I wanted to know how you folk were doing.
你这个呢，其实在第十二节使徒保罗说呢，我传基督的福音传到特罗亚，特罗亚呢，就是说呢，其实呢，主在我那里呢，也开了一扇门，给我开了一扇门呢，就是说呢，所以呢，我也要去那里去传福音。
Paul is basically saying, listen, it's important that I know how you're doing, and frankly, it's important that you know how much I love you.
因为石头宝基本上说呢，我知道你们在干什么，但是对你们来说很重要的呢，也是要知道我是爱你们的。
Now I've got another confession to make. I often go along to a funeral.
所以呢，他要跟大家承认一件事情，因为他通常呢，他会去参加葬礼。
And at the funeral, I say to myself, Harold. That was a good man. She was a good woman. And you know, you loved her and you prayed for her and you tried to help her, but you didn't do it enough, Harold.
因为我经常呢在葬礼上我说呢，哎，这里这个人是个好的人，那个女性呢也是个好的女性。所以呢，我经常呢为他们祷告，我也去为他们祷告，去爱他们。但是呢，我承认呢，我没有像我应该去爱他们那样的足够的去爱他们。
I could have loved him more. I could have prayed for him more. I could have told him and showed him that I loved him more.
所以我也本来是应该可以更爱他们，也本来是应该呢，可以更为他们祷告，更多祷告。但是呢，本来呢，我也可以向他们显示我是爱他们的。
It's always nice to love people too much rather than not enough.
所以呢，永远呢，就是说呢，好的方面就是你爱那个人爱过头了，比你不够爱他要好得多。
Paul was very serious in his relationship with the Corinthians, and he wrote some very strong things to them and had to tell them on many occasions that they were wrong. But the fact is, he really did love them.
所以呢，实际上呢，使徒保罗他是非常的就是严肃的对待哥林多这样的人的。所以呢，他写了很多的书信去纠正他们在里面的犯的一些错误。但是使徒保罗要向他们显示呢，他真的是爱他们的。
So now verse 14 carrying on, Paul says, Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ.And through us, diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
于是自己说现在感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Now Paul says, there are very difficult days, but regardless of what I do, the Lord is going to bless And he's going to cause me to triumph. He will lead me in triumph because he is a gracious God.
所以这个里面呢，其实使徒保罗说呢，真的有人生有很艰难的时刻，但是呢，因为我所做的一些事情呢，神呢他会带领我们，带领我们呢，让我们在基督里呢夸胜。所以使徒保罗他是一个非常有爱的一个人。
You might even say with me, you might say, well, the Apostle Paul was very great and I'm very feeble, but regardless, the Lord says, I'm going to lead you. He will lead us. And our job is to keep following him, and he will bring blessing.
所以这个你们呢，就像你如果像我一样，你会说呢，保罗很非常的伟大，我只是非常的软弱渺小。但是呢，就是说呢，如果说是你使徒保罗他会按照神给他说的，照着我们去做，我们照着他说的去做，我们跟随着他，神呢就带领他，但神呢就像会像带领他一样带领我们，神呢就会通过他呢赐福给我们。
I think there probably were many in the church in the days of the apostle who looked at Corinth and said, they're not a very good assembly. There's all kinds of problems there. They're not going to accomplish very much.
我认为呢，其实当时在哥林多的使徒保罗那个年代呢，很多的其他的教会呢，他们呢，会看哥林多教会。他们说哥林多教会呢，并不是一个很好的一个教会，因为那里存在着大量的问题。
And it's true that the Lord had to speak against Corinth on far more occasions than he did for other churches.
所以这个也是个事实，主呢必须呢就是完全针对那个哥林多呢说很多的事情远比对其他的教会说的要多。
And so I think there might have been many who said, well, Corinth isn't a very good assembly, we should maybe just forget them.
所以呢我认为呢当时很多人说呢哥林多呢肯定不是个好教会，所以呢我们要忘记他们。
But you'll remember that when Paul was in distress, knowing what to do, he was reminded by the Lord. The Lord said to him, Paul, you continue in Corinth. I've got many people in that city. You keep preaching there.
所以呢，我认为当时呢，使徒保罗有这样的压力，他就说呢，也是不想跟他们有联系。但是呢，主跟使徒保罗说呢，保罗那里有很多的人，有很多我的人，所以呢，你要继续的去跟他们去传福音，去讲道。
The Corinthian assembly wasn't perfect. Paul did what he could to correct them.They did what they could to be corrected, and God brought much blessing.
所以呢，哥林多呢，他呢，其实呢是做了很多错事，但是呢，使徒保罗必须采取很多的措施去纠正他们。但是呢，他们那些人呢，也最后愿意被纠正，因此呢，神呢给他们带来很多的福气。
And so, in relation to Corinth.And the other assemblies, Philippi, and ultimately Rome, and on it goes. In all of those cases, Paul says, verse 14, he always causes us to triumph. He's doing his great work everywhere. Don't be discouraged.
其实同样的呢，关于跟哥林多教会类似的，实际上是在当时腓立比的那个教会，其实呢，他们最终呢也成长了。所以使徒保罗在第十四节说呢，神呢总是带领我们在基督里夸胜，所以要一直保持去做，神会带领我们走向胜利。
If your job is like Paul, keep on training, encouraging.Blessing and periodically rebuking.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是如果你的工作像使徒保罗工作一样呢，你要一直去训练他们，去去祝福他们，最终呢，可能你还要去责备他们。
And if on occasion you're like the Corinthians and you need to be corrected, then you say, "Hallelujah, Lord, it make me what I want to be. I want to be like the Corinthians. I want to keep on."Going for the Lord, Hallelujah.
所以呢，如果呢你是像哥林多人那样的情况，你需要被责备，需要被纠正，你就愿意被纠正。你说哈利路亚，这主呢能带领我们，所以呢我也要改正过来。所以呢你要说哈利路亚，感谢主。
So verse 15, Paul says that he is that we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved.And among those who are perishing. Where we go, we preach the gospel. And it's a wonderful thing. It does two things. It convinces those who are being saved, and it condemns those who are perishing.
因为这个里面呢，就是呢，第十五节就是因为我们的神呢说，无论在得救的人或在灭亡的人当中，都是基督的香气。对这些人，我们就做了死的香气，叫他死；对那些人，就做了生命的香气，叫他得生命。这是谁能担当得起呢？
To the one, verse 16, he says, to the one we are the aroma of death unto death, and to the other, the aroma of life unto life.
这个里面第十六节说呢，对于这些人呢，我们就做了死的香气，叫他死；对那些人呢，我们就做了生命的香气，叫他得生命。
To those who are perishing, to the people who have rejected the gospel,When you preach the gospel, it's an aroma to them. It's a warning to them. And if they don't accept the Savior, at least they know they've had an opportunity to do so.
所以这个呢，对那些呢拒绝呢福音的那些人，当你去跟他们传福音的时候呢，其实呢，就是其实你这个给了他们那个警示的、警告的那样的一个香气，让他们知道呢，就是说呢，他们是拒绝的主。如果他们继续拒绝，他们最终呢，就是灭亡了，死了以后呢，他知道其实至少当时他有那样的机会去接受主。
So from the Christian then should come a sweet smelling aroma.
所以呢，对当时哥林多来说呢，就是一个甜蜜的这样的一个香气。
Sometimes we say, "How do you look?"
所以有时候呢，我们说呢，你看起来怎么样？
And in this context, it's not so much how you look, it's how you smell.
所以在这个情况下呢，并不是说呢你看起来怎么样，说是你闻起来怎么样。
And the Lord says, the apostle says that from us should go a fragrance that causes the Christian to rejoice and causes the ones who reject it to think again and to be warned. But,Wherever we go, Paul says, there's something distinctive and powerful amongst the Christians.
那这个呢，使徒保罗其实说呢，不管我们走到哪里，就像我们说呢，我们要去到哥林多，要有像哥林多人带来喜乐的那样一个香气给他们带到。就是跟那其他的那些不信的人呢，我们也应该就是呢给他们带来这样一个香气，让他们呢受到警告，然后呢最终呢他们可以考虑，再次考虑是不是要信。所以呢，你不管你到哪里，你都要带着这个基督的馨香去给别人。
Now that's pretty powerful stuff.And so Paul says at the end of verse 16, he says, who is sufficient for these things? How can it possibly be?
这里面呢其实是一个非常有力量的一些事情，有力量事情，所以在第十六节结尾是这么说，这是谁能担得起呢？就是怎么可能你担得了？
You and I could easily say, that's a responsibility, but it's too hard for me.
所以你我有可能说这是应该是我们的职责，但是对我来说太难了。
And then he goes on in verse 17, he says, For we are not, as so many, peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ.
所以第十七节继续说呢，因为我们不像那许多人败坏神的道，而是由于真诚，由于神在神眼前凭着基督讲道。
It's true. We're not in the business of selling the gospel, peddling the gospel.
所以这个也是个事实，我们不是在做这样一个生意呢，去贩卖福音。
Many years ago, I was almost offered a job. My job would have been.To sell fertilizer to some of the people way up in the Northwest Territories, an agriculture fertilizer salesman.
所以呢，在很多年前呢，我基本上呢，就是几乎得到那个工作，几乎得到工作。我那个如果得到那个工作的，我的工作呢，就是向那西北那一方面住在那里的人去给他们卖那个肥料，实际上就是农业用的肥料养料。
Well, you're not terribly surprised that I decided I didn't want that job.
所以你并没有你不一定会感到很惊奇，因为我不想要去做那。
I don't think I ever would have made a good fertilizer salesman.
所以呢，我不认为我会是一个很好的去卖肥料的人。
But if I had taken the job, my responsibility would have been to sell so many tons of fertilizer every month.
所以呢，如果我真的是去做了那项工作，那么我的工作呢，就是每个月我要卖几吨的那个肥料到其他的地方去。
And I would have to make sure that I kept a precise record of all the fertilizer that I sold.
所以呢，我必须确定那所有的我卖过的呢那些肥料呢，卖到哪里都有记录。
And I would have to make sure that I got credit for every ton of fertilizer that I sold.
因为我要确保，就是说呢，我每次呢卖掉的那些肥料呢，我都可以拿回我的那个钱。
Now that's not the way it is with the proclamation of the gospel.
所以这并不是说是我们去宣传福音的这样的方式。
We're not trying to get a big church.
我们并不试图建一个很大的教会。
We're not trying to get more people to come to listen to us.
我们也并不是试图说吸引更多的人来听我们讲。
We're trying to encourage people to go to Jesus. Where they go to church, how they become Christians, who they follow, they're going to follow Jesus. That's all that matters.
所以我们一直呢试图呢鼓励人们呢，他去跟随主耶稣基督。他们怎么样去跟随主耶稣基督？他们怎么样去教会？怎么样去最终呢？让他们把精力集中在主耶稣基督身上，这是我们的目的。
Now it is true that in many churches today, that does not seem to be the case. Many people are very impressed with number one, how many people come. Number two, how many people respond. Number three, how much people give.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，大多数当今的教会呢，它并不是这样的。他们其实呢，他们关注的焦点呢，就是说有多少人来这个教会，然后呢，有多少人呢来了以后呢，做出了回应，有多少人呢做了奉献。
And we could count, and it's very natural for humanity to count, but God is not impressed with the counting.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，我们可以这么去计算，我们这可以这样去数，但是这是人的本性，他自然要去数。但是呢，神呢，他并不是说，对这个神，对你去数这样的数字，神并不感兴趣。
All we're responsible to do is to point to Jesus, let him do the counting.
所以呢，我们所有的要做的事情呢，是把他们引向主耶稣基督，来主，让主来数。
All right, so that's basically the teaching of chapter 2, but we're going to carry on in chapter 3.
也就是基本的那个第二章的教导，我们要来到第三章。
So Paul begins by saying, do we begin again to commend ourselves?
所以使徒保罗呢，在第三章第一节继续说呢，我们岂是又推荐自己吗？
Paul says, basically, I'm not here to tell you how good I am.
基本上呢，使徒保罗说呢，我在这里的目的呢，并不是呢，告诉你们我有多好。
Some people in the academic world maintain what they call probably a curriculum vitae or some such thing.
所以呢，其实呢，这个在这当今的这个世界呢，很多人呢，他们其实呢，他们就是去赢得那样的一些奖项去干什么，就是类似的一些东西。
They often keep a record of all their credentials.
所以呢，通常呢，他们把他所有的得到的那样的荣誉呢，都呢，记录下了。
And Paul says, that's not what I do. I'm not trying to commend myself. I'm just trying to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个呢，其实是这是使徒保罗做的。他说：“我现在做的呢，姐姐，我不是说是要去推荐我自己，我只是说是我是基督的仆人。”
He says later on, he says, "Or do we need, as some others do, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you?"
第一节他继续说呢，岂像某些人用人的见信给你们，会用你们的见信给人吗？
Who is this person? And so you've got a letter of commendation with you.
所以呢，这个人他是谁呢？你拿着这个人的一个信，拿着表扬你的一个信，推荐你的一个信呢？
I used to work for the federal government of Canada.
他呢他以前跟加拿大联邦政府工作过。
Sometimes I had to speak to people and say to them, I am here on behalf of the government, your government in Ottawa.
那有时候呢，我必须跟他说呢，我在这里来是代表政府，代表你们在渥太华的政府的。
And they would say to me, well, can you prove that?And I would say yes, and I would show them a card or a letter from the government saying Harold Summers is responsible for this particular action.
所以呢，他们说呢，你能证明吗？我说当然了，有时候我会拿一个推荐信或者拿一个卡，拿一个卡呢上面写着，就说 Harold Summers 他是来负责采取这个行动的。
And frankly, that was often very valuable and helpful.
坦率地说，那个通常呢，是非常有价值，有帮助的。
Now Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and he says, do I need a letter from God for you, or a letter from Jerusalem to you commending me?
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我需要一个信从神那里，或者从耶路撒冷城那里，给我写的推荐信来推荐我们，给你们，推荐我给你们吗
？Or he says, when I go the other way, if I go somewhere else, do I need to carry a letter from you saying Paul's a good man? You listen to him.
嗯，他继续说呢，如果说我去其他的地方，我需要你们给我写一封推荐信，说是使徒保罗是一个很好的人，我需要吗
？Verse 3 he says, "No, you are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men."
所以这个里面的第三节继续说呢，你们明明是。基督的信借着我们的侍奉写成的。
He says, "You are manifestly an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart."
第三节继续说，你们明显是基督的信借着我们的侍奉写成的。不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的；不是写在石板上，乃是写在新的肉板上的。
So he's saying, no, I don't need a letter to you to prove who I am, and I don't need a letter from you to prove who I am. He says, as a matter of fact, you are the proof of who I am and what I am.
所以呢，其实呢，使徒保罗基本上说，我不需要一封推荐信来证明我是谁，我也不需要从你们那里写一封推荐信来证明我是谁。其实你们就是证明最好的证明我是谁的。
The Apostle Paul had preached to these people. He told them about the Lord Jesus and the fact. That they had responded, who they were at what they were was an evidence that Paul was doing a good or a bad work.
因为这个呢，使徒保罗其实呢，跟他们呢传过福音，传过福音呢，就是跟他们讲道，他们其实呢也做出了反应，他们也做出了回应。那么实际上呢，他们这些人到底是好是坏，就能证明使徒保罗是好是坏。
Many years ago, I was knocking on some doors on 16th Avenue across the street from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以呢，就是很多年前呢，他在第十六街上，他从第十六街福音教会出去到街对面去敲某人家的门。
I knocked on the door, and a woman came to the door, and I said, "Excuse me," but I said, "I'm from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and I would tell you, like to tell you just a little bit about who we are."
因为然后呢，我就敲门了，一个人开门，开门，我说啊，不对不起，我是那从第十六街福音对面的第十五六街福音教会来的，我来呢是准备向你解释我们是谁，我们在那里做什么。
She said to me, "You don't need to do that."
他说呢，你不用那么做。
I said, "Why is that?"
我说为什么不能那么做呢？
She said, "Because I look out my window every Sunday."
她说因为我每个星期天的我都从我的窗户里看。
She says, "I see you walking up and down the street."
她说我看见你在街上走，来来回回走。
She says, "I see you standing outside of the chapel on a summer morning talking to one another."
她说我呢，在一个夏天的上午早上呢，看见你们呢站在那个第十六届福音教会的外面互相交谈。
She says, "I look at your faces. I know whether you're happy or sad."
他说我也看到了你们的每个人的表情，我知道你们是高兴呢还是悲伤。
She says, "You don't need to tell me who you are. I already know who you are."
但你不要告诉我你们是谁，但是我已经知道你们是谁了。
Well, that's very important, isn't it?
这个是非常重要的，是不是呢？
If we were bad people, she would have known.
如果我们是坏人，她应该知道。
Even if we were liars, she would find out, because she's been watching for 20 years or more.
所以呢，就算我们是说谎的，他终究呢，他会发现，因为他一直观察我们呢，超过20年。
We should be the kind of people who don't need a letter to identify us. It should be obvious who we are.
所以呢，我们必须是那一群有爱的那样的人，就是我们都不需要一封推荐信，别人单看我们就知道我们是什么样的人。
And people should say, "I would like to be like those people."
所以那些人们呢，应该说呢，我很想像他们那样一样。
Now I'm sure there were some in Corinth who said, "I don't know who Paul is. Maybe he may think he's a big shot. He may say things he shouldn't say. I don't know whether we should listen to him."
所以呢，当时呢，更多的人说呢。我们不知道那个保罗是谁，他可能也讲一些说一些不该说的话，我们不知道，不确定我们到底是不是要听他的而不听他。
And Paul's response basically was, "I am your father, and what you are is what you became because of what you believed from me."
所以呢，就是使徒保罗基本上说呢，我是你们的父。所以呢，你基本上呢，你们所看到的，其实都是我教导你们的。
It's true. Do you want to know what the father and mother are like?
所以呢，这个也是个事实。你知道父母应该什么样子的吗？
Well, look at your children.
你去看看你的孩子。
Now, when Norma and I were teenagers, we used to periodically go out.On a Friday night or a Saturday night to some sort of a party.
所以呢，当他和罗马还小的时候呢，他们在星期五晚上或星期六晚上呢，通常是会参加一些聚会。
And my father especially would say to me as I was walking out the door, he would say, now, Harold, remember this. You've got to remember who you are, and you've got to remember who you serve.
因为通常呢，我们出门的时候，我的父亲会跟我说：“啊 ，Harold， 你要记住这一点。首先呢，你是谁？再第二个呢，你服侍的是谁
？”And I used to say, "Yes, Dad, thank you."
我通常说呢，是的，爸爸，谢谢。
Who was I? I was my father's son, and I was God's son.
我是谁呢？我是我父亲的儿子，我也是神的儿子。
I had to remember that.
我必须得记住。
And I had to remember that I serve God, and to a lesser extent, I serve my father, in that I had to maintain his reputation.
所以呢，另外一个呢，我是服侍神的。服侍神再往低一点呢，就是说呢，我也是服侍我爸的。所以呢，我要是维护他们的名誉。
And so Paul said to them, I'm your father. We don't need another letter to explain who I am. You explain to everybody who I am.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我是你们的父，所以呢，我不用去向你们解释我是谁，你们就是可以向别人解释我是谁。
There are occasions, however, when we do need a letter of commendation.
那其实呢，在一些情况下呢，我们真的是需要推荐信的。
And sometimes when you travel, you'll be in a situation where you could join yourself to some Christians.
有时候呢，你去旅行，你会处在一种情况下呢，你可能加入不了当地的基督徒嘛。
And they would not necessarily know who you are.
所以呢，他们并不一定就是知道你是谁。
So you might end up requesting from us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel what we call a letter of commendation.
所以呢，这个时候呢，你可能想向我们第十六届福音呢要一封信，这个信呢，我们就称之为是推荐信。
And it would simply say to written to other Christians, it would say, this particular person is in fellowship in our assembly. He is a committed believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You receive him.
基本上说呢，这个呢，具体的一个人得写给其他基督徒呢，他是在我们第十六届福音教会里面的人。然后呢，他是一个信了的信徒，你们要接受他。
That would introduce you to them in such a way that they would have confidence in you, that they could love you and befriend you, and they would know that you're not up to bad things.
所以呢，这个里面呢，这就是对他们来说，给他们一个信心，就是说呢，让他们知道他们可以呢，去爱你，去跟你在一起，去不然呢，他肯定就是说呢，你跟他们在一起的时候呢，你不一定呢会对他们有什么害处。
So for many years, no, for many months, I traveled widely in Europe, and often on a Sunday, I would be in a different city.
所以呢，很多有一段时间呢，我一直在欧洲呢，旅行的这个时候呢，我会在欧洲的不同的城市之间穿梭。
And I would then go to a local assembly, and I would tell the people there that I was a Christian. I would show them the letter, and they would receive me as one of the Christians in the family.
所以呢，我就会去到一些当地的教会，当教会呢，我给他们看一封那个推荐信，推荐信呢，他们就知道我是谁，这样呢，他们就可以接受我们，让我在他们里面呢，和他们一起在那里有团契。
That is God's plan.
这也是神的计划。
But usually the letter of commendation is not necessary because people know us, we know them, and they will know whether we're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ or not.
因为通常呢，有的时候呢，我们不需要这样的推荐信，因为那些人呢了解我们，我们也了解他，所以呢，他们就很清楚的知道我们是不是基督徒。
The objective in our lives is to live a life so much following the Lord that we don't need a letter to prove it. We simply let people watch us. That will prove it.
在这个里面呢，其实呢，我们人生的基督徒人生目标呢，就是说呢，我们活出那样的一个人生。但是呢，这样的人生呢，让别人看见我们呢，我们都不需要一封推荐信，别人光看我们就知道我们是谁。
So I think it was Johnny who got baptized on Sunday who asked us a while ago. He said, "Will I get a letter proving that I've been baptized?"
所以呢，我认为是那个Johnny他在星期天呢，他是受洗了。他说呢，我是不是可以从教会里拿一封信，说证明我是受洗了呢？
And I said, no, Johnny, you don't need a letter to prove that you've been baptized. You just live like a Christian. That's all you'll need.
所以我说 Johnny 啊，你不需要一封书信证明你受洗了，你只是说呢，要活出一个像基督徒的样子，这就是你所要做的。
Now verse 4 says, and we have such trust through Christ toward God,Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
第四节第五节说，我们因基督，所以对神有如此的信任，并不是我们以为自己充足到可以做什么，但我们的充足是出于神。
That's wonderful. That's all we need. We need our sufficiency from God. God will help us. He will sustain us. Keep short accounts with God, and He will be sufficient for us, whatever our need.
所以其实呢，这个呢也是很美好的。我们只是说，我们的充足全是出于神的。所以呢，我们只是要说，凭着神的充足去做一些事情，神会给我们足够的，我们需要的也会给我们足够的帮助。所以我们的所有的充足都是来自于神的。
Verse 6 says, He also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant.Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
第六节继续说呢，他叫我们能够担当这新约的仆人，不是凭着字句，而是凭着圣灵，因为那字句是叫人死，圣灵是叫人活。
So that's the whole movement of the Spirit. The whole movement of the Christian life is we trust in the Lord and He helps us and there is a reality to our lives, not just a letter confirming that something happened at a particular date.
所以呢，这个里面呢，其实呢，就是所有的这样的你人生的所有的这个行动，它就是这样的。就是说呢，我们去帮助，我们去服侍主，他会帮助我们。所以在很多的时候呢，我们并不需要一封特别的书信来证明我们自己，其实神帮助我们，我们已经能够证明我们是谁了。
All right, verse 7 says, But if the ministry of death, written and graven on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious?
这个第七节说呢，那用字刻在石头上属死的事工尚且有荣耀，甚至以色列儿女因摩西面上的荣耀不能定睛看他的脸，这荣耀是渐渐褪去的，何况那属灵的事工岂不更有荣耀吗？
And now he's going back to Old Testament times and he says that there was a ministry of death written and graven on stones. What was that?
所以现在呢，他回到了那个旧约的那个时代，这个上面写着舍得呢，那用字刻在石头上属死的事工，那么这个事工是什么？
Well, that would be the Ten Commandments.
这个就是十诫。
And the Ten Commandments were wonderful. And they were written with the finger of God. They were beautiful to look at. They were deeply convicting when read. The Ten Commandments were truly glorious.
所以这个十诫呢，它是呢，非常的奇妙的。其实它其实呢，是神的手指写在石本上写下来的。写下来，当你去看那个石板的时候呢，就说你去读上面的字的时候呢，它是非常有说服力的。所以这样呢，是这个的，甚至是有荣耀的。
The message was a ministry of death.
那么这个呢，就是说属死的事工，那是什么呢？
The Ten Commandments were truly glorious, but frankly, they weren't terribly, what's the word I want now? They weren't very encouraging.
所以呢，这十诫，当然是非常好的，非常有荣耀的。但是呢，实际上呢，它并不会给你太多的勇气。
The commandment simply says, Harold, you're a sinner.
所以这个世界基本上说 Harold 你就是个罪人。
Oh, I say, I don't like to be reminded of that.
所以我说我不想呢被提醒这个。
They were glorious in that those Ten Commandments speak of the glory of God. Jesus never broke any of those commandments.
所以这个世界呢，其实呢，它写上呢是神的荣耀，因为是从神来的荣耀。主耶稣基督从来没有违背过十诫。
And the glory was so great when those commandments were there that Moses' very face shone with the glory of God.
所以这个那个荣耀呢是如此的大，就是甚至上是摩西看见了那个荣耀的时候呢，他的那个脸上都闪现着神的荣耀。
Moses' face was glorious. Because it reflected the glory of the Ten Commandments. He was the one who brought them, and therefore he had the reflection of that glory.
所以摩西的脸上呢，他其实是反射出那个十诫的那个石板上的荣耀，给他反射出来了。他当时呢，把那十诫那个石板呢带下来。接下来呢，实际上这个石板上的荣耀呢，就通过他的脸上给反射出来了。
But the glory of the Ten Commandments was a transitory glory. It wasn't around very long because people couldn't keep those commandments.
所以呢，其实这个呢，他展现出的荣耀呢，对人们来说呢，只是一个短暂的这样的一些荣耀。其实这个荣耀它不可能传递到你身上去，你只是反射，因为迟早人们都守不住十诫的。
So the law had a glory, but it kept on saying that the people were sinners.
所以呢，律法它是有荣耀的，但是它一直告诉你，你是个罪人。
Now the Spirit of God has a glory because it keeps on giving to sinners new life, new hope, new joy, new holiness.
所以呢，其实呢，神的圣灵呢，他也有这样的荣耀。这个荣耀呢，他一直给你们新生命，给人新生命，给神，给人新的圣洁，给人呢新的那个鼓励。
And so the glory of the Ten Commandments is fading, but the glory of the Spirit is growing. And the Corinthians had the Spirit of God in their hearts and lives, and the glory was growing.
其实呢，那个十诫的那个荣耀呢，它会慢慢的褪去。那么呢，神的圣灵给你的荣耀呢，就是呢，会一直不断的增长。所以呢，这是那个，因为哥林多的，当时的那个神的灵在哥林多教会会众的心里，所以他们有这样的不断上升的荣耀。
Verse 9 then, for if the ministry of condemnation, the law, had glory, the ministry of righteousness by the Spirit exceeds much more in glory.
第九节说，若是这定罪的事工有荣耀，那称义的事工荣耀就越发大了。
For even that was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels.
第十节说呢，那从前有荣耀的，因为这极大的荣耀就散不得有荣耀了。
So the marvel of the gospel is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, because of his sacrifice, gives to us life, new life. And it has far more glory than the glory of the law given by Moses.
这个对对，其实呢，这个福音的这个荣耀的奇妙之处呢，就是主耶稣基督他为我们而死，他赐给了我们新的生命，赐给我们这样的一个荣耀。这个荣耀呢，远远比当时摩西的带来的荣耀呢要大得多。
So who has this glory?
那么谁会拥有这样的荣耀呢？
And the answer is the Corinthians have the glory. They've got the Spirit. They've got the new life. Are they perfect? No. Were they perfect? No. But they do have the glory of the new life, and that's what Paul is encouraging them to rejoice in.
所以这个里面呢，当时的格林多人他们有这样的荣耀，他们呢有新的生命，他们有神的圣灵在里面，他们呢是从前他们是完美的吗？他们不是，他们现在是完美吗？同样不是。这就是为什么使徒保罗在那里去给他们传福音，去纠正他们。
All right, well, more on that next week. Our time is gone, and we're just going to ask the Lord to help us. The Corinthians had a marvelous position, but they weren't perfect. And Paul says, by the grace of God, we're going to keep going. And you've done a good thing. You listened to the first epistle to the Corinthians. Keep going. Listen to the second. God is going to bless us.
这个里面呢，我们时间也到了，下个星期再来继续学习。我们要来先要来祷告。其实当时的哥林多的人呢，他们有这样的荣耀，为什么呢？他们有了新的生命，他们也有神的圣灵在他们心里，他们是完美的吗？不是。所以使徒保罗告诉他们，这样呢，我们要继续往前行。你们因为读了格林多前书，你们得到纠正了，你继续读格林多后书，继续这样往前走，这样呢，这是我们得到神的赐福的一个方式。
And so, if God, was good to the Corinthians, by the grace of God, he'll be good to me and to you. What a wonderful thing. God bless the Corinthians, and he can and will bless us.
因为神呢是对哥林多教会真好，他是对他那么好，所以呢，因此呢，神呢也会对你好，对我好，对我们所有人好。所以呢，神呢，他当时呢能够去帮助哥林多人，现在今天呢也能帮助我们，也能就是对我们好。
All right. Well, our time is gone. Let's pray. We'll see you tonight if possible. We'll see you next week.
因为我们的那个时间也到了，如果今天晚上可能的话，今晚晚上见。那今天晚上没有，那下个星期见。
Lord, we're thankful that you loved the Corinthians and you helped them through their difficulties. We're thankful that they were faithful as they responded to your wise counsel.
主啊，我们知道呢，感谢您那么爱哥林多人，帮助他们呢，通过呢那样的艰难时刻，然后呢，其实他们也对这样的一些错误呢做出了反应，所以呢，您也非常对他们的有恩典，帮助他们。
Lord, help us, we pray, to be like them. May we respond to the instructions of the Lord.
所以呢，主要我们应该祷告一下，我们应该像他那样一样，像哥林多人一样，我们也对神给我们的这样的就是劝导做出反应。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Harold.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. Thank you all.